Bonsoir, 19e édition du Holy Shirt Film Festival, je suis Gina Suru et pour la radio du cinéma, j'ai le bonheur de recevoir au micro, dans le bloc Family Drama, c'est-à-dire les drames familiaux, l'équipe de Motherland. Bonsoir.
It's very nice to meet you.
We are living quite exceptional circumstances tonight. It's Saturday night and it's also a moment where we celebrate all together cinema. I want to ask you, and especially, I mean, it's going to suit you perfectly and your film, how much is cinema a family?
How much, one more time? What's
that? In a way, is cinema like a family?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When I was growing up, I fell in love with cinema as a kind of more introverted child, and I felt like I was exploring worlds and characters through cinema that almost felt like family, friends and family, so, yeah.
And I have a joke of a response with that question, which is, cinema is such a family to me in that I could definitely break up or be in a divorce with someone that I love if we have a dispute about a movie that I love, if that makes sense. That's how intense cinema
love
is.
And hate.
Love and hate. That's family right there.
Well, that makes sense, right? Because there is a form of dynamism in the times we're living, and also nearly 50 territories being present here at the Holy Shirt Film Festival. How would you describe the Holy Shirt experience? Is it like an incubator for filmmakers?
Yeah, I mean, we've met so many awesome filmmakers and connected with them, future collaborators maybe, been inspired by a lot of shorts that we've seen. So, it certainly felt like we've all kind of in the same similar places in our careers, coming together, meeting and celebrating each other's work. So, yeah.
And maybe also pick up an Academy Award qualification at home?
One more time on the question.
It's funny because you're not the first artist who doesn't understand my question. So I'm going to repeat it.
I'm also a little nervous, that's why.
No, but understandably, and also you have everything to be proud tonight. I want to ask you, is this also an opportunity to maybe bring an Academy Award at home? Qualification at home? I was already there, you know, already at the award ceremony.
I mean, you know, the answer should be we're just happy that we can share it with everyone, but obviously I think any awards, any qualification would be a bonus. But, you know, I think the most beautiful thing has been playing our movie at a TCL theater where at the best quality screen, sound. I mean, that's a filmmaker's dream, and I've kind of been repeatedly saying this, which is movies should be watched at theaters, and this is a great example why. And so hopefully that answers some part of that question.
And do you believe that in festivals like Holy Shorts, which are huge, there is also a form of universality? It's an incubator, but there is also a form of universality within the art?
Yeah, I mean, we all go through a similar struggle making a movie. It's so difficult to make any movie, and I think we all can relate to each other in bringing something to the screen, how much effort and time and collaboration that takes. We all go through that, so.
Do you agree with everything she said?
Absolutely, and I would say to add on, in our family drama programming section, every short, there were about 6 or 7 shorts, every single one of them almost had a universal theme. And, you know, ours is a Korean film, we had an Iranian film, I believe, and we just had such a wide, diverse cultures, but all kind of addressing similar things. And that's what was really universal about being at Holly Shore, specifically in our program. Yeah.
Well, we cross our fingers for you tonight and your family drama, and I want to say merci beaucoup.
Oh, thank you. Merci. Thank you so much. Yeah.
C'était pour la radio du cinéma.